Here's news from BlackAmericaWeb.com with Sybil.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Monumental changes in the contentious and complicated relationship between the United States and Cuba. President Obama has announced plans to normalize U.S. relations with Cuba.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday. That means 1 week from today is the big day. And so is that 6 or 7 shopping days, because some folks are still in the store at midnight until Christmas. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. As you heard, U.S. and Cuba to resume diplomatic relations after 53 years. After a half century of Cold War acrimony, the United States and Cuba moved yesterday to restore diplomatic relations, a historic shift that could revitalize the flow of money and people across the 90 miles of water that separates the two nations. The president's dramatic announcement made yesterday, seconded by the Cuban president, Raul Castro in Havana, accompanied by a quiet exchange of imprisoned spies and the release of American Alan Gross, the government contract worker who had been held in Cuba for 5 years. A lot of discussion going on amongst Cuban Americans, and for the most part, they're not happy with this action by the president, and it's going to be very interesting to see how the Republicans respond to this in January when the Republicans come in and run everything in the House and the Senate. The nation's oldest black college, Cheney University, one of Pennsylvania's 14 state-run universities, is said to be on the verge of a financial meltdown that threatens its ability to continue operating. The student body has shrunk by two-thirds to about 1,000 since its peak in 1983, and its four-year graduation rate is just 9%. A quarter of the students never receive a degree, and student loan defaults are quite high. And the state's auditor general says Cheney is in dire straits. Remember the hashtag I am Jada? This was a Houston teen who advocated for sexual assault victims. This was a 16-year-old girl who had been drugged and sexually assaulted at a party, stood up on behalf of herself using the same social media that had been used to degrade and humiliate her. Now comes word that she did not break down, created her own hashtag movement using the media to raise awareness, and it's being reported that two arrests, one of an adult and one of a minor involved in the horrific crime, have been made. The adult is being charged with 2 counts of child sex assault. And in an exclusive interview with MSNBC, Jada shared her response to the arrest. And that story is on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead, sweetie.
Wow, nobody we know, I hope.
No. But we are talking about the Sony situation and the release or lack thereof of the movie The Interview and those racist emails. Here's another set of emails that has come out. Denzel Washington should not star in blockbuster movies because he's black.
What?
A Sony producer wrote this in the latest batch of embarrassing in-house emails. And in the hacked and leaked correspondence, an unnamed Sony producer is caught saying that the two-time Oscar winner should not star in films that the studio plans to market overseas because the international market is too racist. He's saying The Equalizer should not have been made. He's not saying that, or that African Americans should not have been used, but he's saying that in reference to those people across the water, that they do not like to see black stars.
Because of the image that American press has projected over there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
That's what has happened.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I agree.
And from
when
they
finally meet us, they're happy to see us as in Dennis Rodman.
Hey, that's scary.
Hey, don't do a Denzel movie, but do a Dennis Rodman movie.
San Francisco has released Ray McDonald. The 49ers releasing their player and informing the defensive lineman that he would be looking for a new job amidst the sexual assault investigation by the San Jose Police. And from our Too Little Too Late file, the Chicago Bears have announced the benching of Jay Cutler. And,
oh, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, for who? For who? Yeah.
For who?
Jimmy Clausen, or else there's a little sister of the poor who has a really good arm. And I say that as a diehard Bears fan. Those are your headlines.
All right. Yeah, now D.C., you went to high school in Chicago.
He's a Chicago.
I went to Finger High.
Yeah,
Finger High.
Finger High. And Sybil just corrected me and told me it's F-E-N-G-E-R.
You're J just now finding that out, huh?
She went to the little uppity high school.
We went up the hill at Morgan Park Academy. Yes.
Academy. Now, there was a Morgan Park, and then there was Morgan Park Academy. Morgan Park Academy had dress code.
Oh, okay.
Morgan Park regular high. They just asked you to wear a shirt.
Civil at the Academy. So you always
we
been
swam
a.
Swam naked.
You always been a Bears fan there.
Was naked. I was a grown man before I found out, man. Y'all don't. We were the only ones that swam naked.
Spell your high school again there, Don.
F-E-N.
Yeah, F-E-N. You got it.
G-R. Finger high.
14 before the hour on the TJMS.